K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. My name is Eddie Greer, recording on this primetime edition ahead of K-State Arizona. Women's basketball special episode here, January 16th, 2025. It's your first time listening to Purple Project Podcast. This was this K-State podcast. It's called, there's another K-State podcast out here in the Midwest. That's the Purple Project Podcast. You're listening for this show, for the first time. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here. Whenever you listen to this, this will probably most likely go out early. I don't know, because I've been working on a lot of project content for this podcast going to the weekend, so who knows? But anyways, thank you so much for stopping by, giving us a listen. If you like what you're hearing throughout the week, make sure you do subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, everyday football, indoor track beginning this weekend. Excited for that. Baseball around the corner. You got the women's basketball team doing some good things. Meanwhile, the men are leaving us shaking our heads like, what the hell is going on? Again, all things K-State sports. So make sure you do subscribe, like, hit the notification bell every time we post an episode daily. And I mean daily. For those of you who have been following us since the COVID year, have been in and out, or you listened all through last year during the transition period, thank you so much again. This is what we do on our Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer hosts this podcast. And, of course, 2013 K-State grad, now, of course, a current alum for K-State out here in Kansas City, Missouri. So I know there's Cat fans in the middle of KU, all this Mizzou stuff, Mizzou fans around here, all that. There's got to be some purple around here somewhere. So, but anyways, thank you again for listening to this podcast. All right, real quick, I wanted to share this because I'm recording this on Thursday night, just ahead of tip between Arizona and K-State women's basketball. Obviously, all y'all from here on out, and I can't be there, right? So all y'all got to show up for me, right? As K-State is on a record, is doing some big work, really, since the beginning of last year, right? So again, I don't want to harp on last year too much, obviously, but right now, in the current times, K-State women's basketball, right, they're the best team on campus. Like, Jasmine Halliburton, our girl, friend of the podcast, always says on our show, Run It Back podcast on KC Sports Network, they're the best team by far on the campus right now. So go cheer for them. Go show your support for them, because at some point or another, and D. Scott touched on it in his latest article, which came out last week, it's going to get sold out like the men, or what the men used to be doing. Anyways, but it's going to get sold out pretty much. It's going to sound like the men, but no, it's K-State women's basketball team doing work. So go out there, support, cheer on the Lady Cats as they're on a mission here to do big things here. As we're sitting here in middle of January, right? K-State, of course, the women's basketball team right there with TCU is top of the board, top of the heat right now as far as the Big 12 goes. And they have an opportunity, huge opportunity here tonight. Obviously, Arizona, nothing's given in the Big 12. So as I'm sitting here recording this, we don't know. By the time this does come out, actually, we will know maybe two games later or in the middle of this Arizona swing at Bramlage Coliseum, the score of this, the ending of this ball game. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, go out there. From here on out, I know I'm going to try to make it out there at least one of these games. At least one. That's my goal. At least one game. Go out there and cheer and see this team, because, man, this is, you can't pass it up. So if you definitely, if you're a student, go out there, support your team for the rest of the year, because this team right now is on a mission. It really seemed like last year when it got eliminated from Colorado in your own building. So definitely go out there, cheer your team. Meanwhile, part of that, it's going to be a part of that team, signee. And I did not, and of course, I didn't get to all their signees and all that, so that's my fault. But K-State signee, Jordan Spicer, was recently named to USA roster for the 26th Nike Hoop Summit, which features a men's and women's game between the top American players against the top international players, 19 and younger, April 12th, this is a couple months from now, in Portland, Oregon, in Moda Center. Wow. So I did see when The signing period happened. I did see your name pop up in the K-State Twitter feed. And look, I haven't made a deeper dive into her yet, but Spicer, well, obviously very talented because look, she got selected onto the Nike Hoop Summit team there, as well as the 2025 Nike Hoop Summit Games will be televised on USA Network. How about that? Streamed on Peacock. So if you already have that, K-State Nation, you better, again, April 12th, Spicer will be a part of this game. Tip, 6:30, the women's game, April 12th, 6:30. And we'll see if I have another reminder of that. I know that's kind of a little bit away, but for all know, we're going to be sitting here in April, and who knows what's going to happen, the results will be with the K-State women's basketball team, how that season's going to play out. But Spicer, and I recently did an episode on Maddie Vickery. Yes, who already committed. She's currently going to Washburn Rule. You get to go check that out, that episode out on the Pro Project Podcast feed, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast there as well. So you know what I'm saying, but just a little bit actually on Spicer. 2024-25 Jersey Mike's Naismith Trophy Girls High School Player of the Year. Preseason watch list is a 5-star prospect and ranked 6th overall by On3 and ranked 10th overall in the class of 2025 by ESPN Hoop Girls. Woo-hoo! So already, you're kind of looking at outside layer already. Yes, already getting into, and I'm not going to fast forward to that right now. we're going to focus on it now for right now, but damn. But anyways, back to Spicer. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Thursday night, recording us ahead of the Arizona K-State game. And by the time this comes out, you're already going to know the result of that game. And this might be split right there in between Arizona and Arizona State, obviously. According to ProspectNations.com, Spicer was ranked 14th in the nation in the number 5 wing in the country, according to 27 Sports. 27 Sports. Spicer was ranked 19th overall, rated as the number 4 shooting guard in the nation and a top player in the state of Missouri. Ooh! So you're getting the baller already. And this is not just me just looking. This is just ringing off this article right here. Again, I haven't done much with the current signees, or the recent signings anyways, of women's basketball. I'm too wrapped up in what's going on or it's about to happen with spring sports. Okay, like I said, this podcast, I'll try to cover all things K-State sports, the tagline here for this podcast there. During her career, we're going back to Spicer, Jordan Spicer. Lutheran of St. Charles, Spicer was a 2-time Missouri Basketball Coaches Association All-State Class 5 selection, 2-time NBCA Class 5 District 4 recipient. She helped the program to a state title 2 years ago in a run-up finish in 2024. So there you go on a little information there on Jordan Spicer. She will be playing. Hold on. She will be playing at the Nike Hoop Summit in a couple of months, April 12th, 6:30, USA Network on Peacock. So Jeff Mitty, not only he's continuing doing big time work on the court, getting stuff done off the court as well. Jordan Spicer, 2025 signee for the 2025-26 season, obviously. But right now, it's all about the now. And, of course, Spicer is going to be a part of that plan moving forward. And she's going to be participating on national television there as well in Portland, Oregon. Ooh, and that's actually a few weeks. This is a side note. This is actually a few weeks before, I believe, the Portland Marathon. Just saying. But anyways, that's the end of here. That's for my other podcast that I'll be finally going to be working on some new projects there as well. Stay tuned on that, the ET3 podcast there as well. But anyways, Jordan Spicer, you'll be seeing her on national television on USA Network and on Peacock in a couple of months. What in the world? in a couple of months for the U.S. Summit Hoops League there, men's and women's game. The women's game, 6:30, and I might have to mark it down here for a little reminder for you guys in the upcoming Soonish Must, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get it. We're a podcast, are found free and available daily, or never have a chance to record K-State content again. Make sure you download Podbean as well. Next week, we'll bring back Alex on. I'm doing this every 2 weeks. We're going to start a little small. We'll see what happens. But every 2 weeks, we'll have Alex on over there with bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. GRIR number 3 EDID Posfias podcast. That's going to wrap it up on this women's basketball episode of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. And again, make sure you do hit that like, subscribe, do all the good things. And also, feel free to leave us a 4 or 5 star rating. I don't really do that, but again, it helps out other K-State fans, especially here in the Midwest, KC, Missouri, find this podcast. We out. Go Cats.